And I want to explain why we're also at an inflection point, a very, very dangerous inflection point. That's why in the book I explain it, but I just want to explain it in a nutshell. The credit system is like the circulatory system, and it brings buying power to the whole economy. And that is great. It produces debt, but if the debt is invested, that produces income, that it serves the debt, it's a very healthy environment.
Right.
But what happens is that there's this accumulation of debt and debt service payments. Right now, for example, for the government, we are operating with a $7 trillion spending and a $5 trillion intake. We're spending 40% more than we're taking in, and this is a chronic problem. So what you're seeing is the debt service payments beginning to squeeze away, not beginning, well okay. into squeezing away. So it's like plaque in the arteries squeezing away buying power. You can do the numbers. You will see that you can have an economic heart attack as a result of that, that we're going to very soon get to the position that you need debt to pay the debt. Think about it this way.
That's crazy,
okay.
Ray.
$1 trillion in interest, $9 trillion of debt that's coming due. So you have to sell that again. That's $10 trillion, plus $2 trillion of new borrowing. That's $12 trillion that you have to sell in terms of the markets. So the second big influence is the supply-demand influence. By knowing really how much has to be sold and who the buyers are and the likelihood of that amount being bought, one can calculate the imbalance. That's a problem.
Yeah, the word broke is certainly scary.